This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, you are watching America in decline. Rich said something very, very important yesterday. And in World War II, the Allied powers were against the Axis powers. We were attacked by the Axis powers. They were Germany, Japan, and Italy. They all declared war on the United States. The Allied powers are the United States, United Kingdom, France, and the Soviet Union, which includes Russia. Now, with the current Biden administration, our relationship with Russia has been destroyed. Germany is our friend, and we trade with Germany. Japan is our friend. China is now our enemy, but a trading partner. Russia, we have ceased a lot of trading with Russia. This current administration, the question is, do you still have friends that support this current administration that is presiding over the decline of the United States of America? Rich, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. Well, look, this is all destroying our economy by design. When we have these low GDP numbers, it means the longer times double your net worth or income. All this government spending, printing money out of thin air, it's an inflationary attack on small and medium-sized business. Basically, what the elite are doing is protecting the corporate oligarchies, in other words, protecting the aristocracy. Let me just take a little deviation from healthcare and mention a few articles here on economics, like I did early on in the broadcast. Quote, no, it was already there when I got there, man. Joe Biden was referring to the high inflation rate we have. Well, I've given a lot of finance and economy lectures, even on this program over the years. And I remember when Joe Biden was installed as a resident who didn't win the election, he literally at the time had an inflation rate in the top ones, maybe low twos. I remember it well. And gasoline was like $1.80-something. I'm not kidding you. Your dollars at work. Ukraine officials blew $100 billion in U.S. uniparty dollars on sports cars, mansions, and luxury vacations. When we give away money to puppet-installed leaders to basically sell narratives and agendas, we're only making the military-industrial complex and some politicians wealthy. There's no accountability and no proof of where that money goes. That's the case. But in the meantime, we are about to lose our world reserve currency status. If you recall one of the articles we gave several weeks ago about the comment about Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia and Kissinger started the petrodollar, long story short, now they're going to use other baskets of currencies and even gold to sell and buy oil. So that basically says our purchasing power, solvency, and liquidity is numbered. The days are numbered. U.S. credit card debt jumps 18.5% and hits a record $930+ billion. Does that sound like prosperity to you? How about these politically correct buzzwords, folks? Equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness, equity, equality, all these BS politically correct buzzwords. When we have given you information, articles, interviews, proof, evidence, truth, facts about all this money going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%, how can any of those words apply? supply. Think about it. This is how dumb they think you are. Paul Pelosi dumped 30,000 shares of Google stock 1 month before the DOJ antitrust lawsuit filed this week. So basically, the powers that be have no accountability, just insider trading from the information that they get under the table. Private equity uses government pension funds to buy private firms, restructure them, and then lay private sector workers off because of government pensions. Look, no government worker, unless maybe you're a fireman or a cop or a combat soldier, should get more money for pension than a Social Security recipient. Period. It needs to be restructured. Because how can the people paying for the people who aren't doing their jobs literally make the people who are making one-tenth of their pension in Social Security are paying for government workers? A little good news here, folks. Supreme Court agrees to rehear the Brunson brothers case. Don't know if this is true. I just read it in one location. Let's hope that happens. And just a little sidebar here. Polls showing Trump over Biden should be worrisome to Dems. No, it's not. There's no election integrity. Zero. Not a zip. It's all corrupt. All manipulated. We have proven this. With facts, with evidence, the whole system is a fraud. Okay, I'm going to go back to healthcare, folks, because it's so important. Because we are dying. Do you get it? We're losing our immune system. The food supply is contaminated with spike proteins. Next, Pfizer's defense in whistleblower case. You want to hear? This is the quote from Pfizer's defense. You ready? Are you sitting down? Quote, we weren't required to make a safe and effective product, unquote. You can't even make this crap up. All we heard was every 5 seconds all over from Washington, D.C. and the mainstream media, the lamestream media, the corrupt media, was safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. It's all BS. Next, Pfizer lied. You think? COVID-vaccinated Germans developed AIDS, then 1 million died in less than a year, according to secret German government documents. Next, YouTube removed the Project Veritas video about Pfizer doing gain-of-function research under the title Directed Evolution. See, this is professional wordsmithing, folks. So when Fauci went on, went to Congress, and Senator Paul was asking him questions, he could say, you don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't remember. All this stuff. Because they change the definitions of words to different definitions. It's a joke. These people should be in prison. Roll out of thousands of cardiac defibrillators for school children. Roll out of thousands of cardiac defibrillators for school children. People. Every person in this country, in North America, in the Western world, and the world should be fighting these people every way we can. They're murdering your children and grandchildren. And you're expecting the alternative media to do all the work? Come on! Next, Chelsea Clinton is part of a group pushing for World Health Organization to combat online misinformation posts. You can't make this stuff up. Someone born on third base who didn't earn their job, earn their money, earn anything in life is telling us what's misinformation. Let me decode that for you. They don't want you telling the truth. They don't want facts. They don't want evidence, and they don't want proof. Who's going to get all that bioweapon proof in Ukraine? That's been money's been given from us, from our powers that be to them and the baby factories. Why isn't our Congress getting that information? Why aren't we getting that paperwork? It would stop the war tomorrow. World Health Organization chief. Coronavirus still global health emergency. Ignore pandemic fatigue and get vaccinated. You can't make this stuff up. He's saying that we need to ignore a pandemic fatigue. It's not pandemic fatigue, you moron. We're being murdered through genocide and eugenics. Oh, my God, they think we're stupid. The World Health Organization's pandemic treaty will involve forced vaccination, quarantine, lockdowns, and digital health certificate. Are you ready to start speaking up and doing something? World Health Organization whistleblower says globalist puppets seek full control over humanity through deployment of the COVID-19 pandemic treaty. You're just going to sit around? Going to do nothing? You're not going to speak up? You're not going to have uncomfortable conversations? A 700,000-person study from Israel showed that double-vaccinated were 27 times more likely to get reinfected with COVID. It's not just COVID, you idiots. It's cancer. It's autoimmune disease. It's heart attacks. It's strokes. It's blood clots. It's everything across the board because your immune system is deteriorating. And I have an article on that here somewhere, too. The Atlantic wants Twitter to censor posts about southern dead spikes. So the Democrat leftist media wants Twitter to censor posts about people dying. You can't even make this stuff up. Massive spike in excess death sparks call for urgent investigation. National Health NHS crisis is blamed for nearly 3,000 more Brits dying each week. Hello? Hello? Let me tell you how stupid they think you are, okay? I got three articles to show how stupid you are. Look, if I was in a room with you, and I was, let's say I was on stage in front of hundreds of people, and I was pushing you around, would you start to push back, or are you just going to let me push you? And maybe I'm not a good example because this June I'm going to be 63 years old, so I'm technically a senior citizen. But let's say someone came to your house and started poisoning you, your parents, your kids. Are you going to push back? Are you going to do something? What's it going to take, people? What's it going to take? Because they think you're stupid. And let me prove it to you with the next three articles. The latest excuse for having kids having heart attacks is now, you ready? Deodorant. Published articles in the public domain. Researchers warns of dangerous fungal illness rapidly spreading across the country due to climate change. This is how stupid they think you are. All these things that they said was going to happen, from the flooding of the East Coast to glaciers melting to all this stuff, all the thousands of things that they said was going to happen, never did. And they're still pushing climate change because they think you're that stupid. And here's the epitome of stupid, or bought and paid for. Don't know. It's behind the scenes. And we've all seen this interview with the MSNBC anchor hospitalized with severe myocarditis, and she blamed it on the common cold. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't. Warning is Merck's COVID-19 pill, Molnupiravir, I can't pronounce it, pardon me, is reportedly causing new mutations of the virus. Didn't the Pfizer executive talk about mutations? Top insurance analysis finds 7% increase in aggregate mortality for each COVID vax dose. So you take 2, 14% increase mortality. You take 3, 21%. But I guess the powers that be don't think you can do math. Myocarditis in Canada for kids went up 170.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're listening to Rich Sheban's News in a Flash, America's finest presentation. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. This is so frustrating, people. I know there's a lot less people who have taken the boosters compared to the first two death jabs. But my gosh, there should not be a conversation anywhere in America that's not discussing this. It's a depopulation agenda. For the people who took this, you have to fess up publicly. You have to have conversations, and you have to do something about it. Being in despair, committing suicide, taking drugs, doing things like that is not going to help anybody. You're better off being angry and doing something about it, and we're not advocating violence. We're advocating getting these judges, getting these attorneys. You know, there's some good people out there, very few. But if every attorney and judge was a Bob Barnes, a Robert Barnes, or a Tom Rentz, we wouldn't be in this position. Because all these people who have been selected have been selected for the purpose of selling out their own people, throwing them under the bus for their own personal gain, for their own paycheck and their own pension. Okay, right before the break, I was talking about myocarditis in Canada for kids went up 117 times. Do you remember the number one months ago, the unknown cause of death in Alberta was unknown? This is how stupid they think you are. The Canadian court government has just justified in denying an unemployment benefits because the man was unvaccinated. Did you just hear me? kids, myocarditis, where they're going to live maybe 5 years, 50% of them, maybe, went up 117 times? Are you listening, Canada? School superintendent offered $75 gift cards as incentive for children and parents to get the booster shot, to get them over the finish line. Yeah, it's the finish line, all right. It's the finish line of death. That school superintendent should be arrested by the citizenry with grand juries already ready to go, and there should be a trial for him. Government jab. Spike proteins invade all major organs and accelerate cellular aging. I know a lot of people who didn't even take the jab, but their partner did. And because of close contact and body fluids, I could see the aging process on some of these people. Of course, I'm not going to mention it to them. Everybody knows what I do, and they're aware of the facts. But these conversations need to take place everywhere, people, everywhere. MIT professor calls for immediate end to COVID vaccines. Do you think? The alternative media, which is us, we've been saying this for over 2 years, people. 2 years. And Brazil is trying to pass a law to put you in jail for 8 years if you refuse the mandatory vaccine. Let me put this in perspective. Let's go back to World War II, to the Jews, the gypsies, the homosexuals, and a lot of the Christians. You don't go into that gas chamber, and you're going to go to jail. Did I translate that appropriately? I think I did. Doctor who claimed obesity can't be treated with diet and exercise has just received a role in the USDA's Dietary Guidelines Advisory Commission. When you sell the narrative, doesn't matter how stupid it is, when you sell out your people to sell the agenda for surgery and pill, more pharmaceutical pills, you get promoted. That's how this works. Science is for sale. It's not science. It's political science. And they are psychologically profiling people who's willing to sell out, to sell you out. The Lancet, which scammed the world by publishing a rigged study against ivermectin, now claims that climate change is a medical emergency. You can't make this. You talk about sellouts. You talk about betraying the trust of the people and corrupting your profession. Oh, my gosh. Top U.S. cardiologist states Albert Bourla, who's the CEO of Pfizer, and other Pfizer executives are committing domestic terrorism. Top cardiologists, they're not committing domestic terrorism. They're committing murder. Stop being a... Newsweek says, calls to the scientific community...
The world is being held together with duct tape. Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Middle East on Monday was followed by a 7.5 a couple of hours later, causing massive damage and destruction across Turkey and parts of Syria and destroying thousands of homes. The death toll rose to 4,850 overnight as rescuers continued to pull out survivors from the rubble. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called on President Biden to agree to compromises and spending cuts as the two remain embattled over raising the nation's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you're listening to almost 2 hours of nonstop news in a flash. Things that are happening that are destroying our country. Absolutely destroying. Right now, in the public domain, quote, Trans Lives Matter protesters occupy Oklahoma Capitol building to fight the GOP bill that bans gender-confirming surgery for people under 21. They want to let children have surgery to change their gender. They are occupying, the Trans Lives Matter protesters are occupying the Oklahoma Capitol building right now. Rich, back to you.
we've mentioned all the suicides that go with it. We've mentioned all the regrets and all the censorship that comes with the regrets. And it's not just about depopulation. It's about submissive conformity. And what a lot of these people do when they make a decision in life, their ego and pride, this is a psychological profile. They have the studies. I've mentioned the studies. They go to protect their group pronoun hyphen because they don't want to admit that they were wrong. And I've mentioned that analogy again today. So before the break, Newsweek calls on scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID. Look at all the backtracking that's going on. I'm going to mention, because of time, I'm going to paraphrase some important interviews that I've watched. I was going to spend more time on. I'm not going to have time because I want to go into more detail and specificity on other things. Dr. Judy Mikovits, all these people I'm mentioning, mostly females, are tens. And what I mean by ten is how we should evaluate people: patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And again, courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth, but saying so publicly. These people are tens, okay? Dr. Judy Mikovits, vaccines have been contaminated for decades, she says in a recent interview I watched. Sometimes I'll watch an hour interview and I'll give you seconds worth of information because this, even though she gives a lot more valuable information, first of all, only have a certain amount of time, and I want to give you certain quotes or paraphrases from her. Like she mentioned the polio vaccine in 2004. This was an interview on the Stu Peters show. Stu Peters has some really good content, really good, especially when it comes to health stuff. mRNA vax will be the bioweapons of choice, she says, and she says we need to take down all 5G towers. This is under the ideas and solutions that we're going to talk about next week. So if you're being hired to put up cell towers, no, you're being hired to murder your own people, never mind the tracking and tracing and brainwashing that goes along with it, okay? Dr. Jane Ruby, she says these are designed to be contagious. Dr. Jane Ruby's on the Stu Peters Network, and she also has an after-talk segment on Rumble. I've mentioned this before. She talks about flu shots with having hydrogel, pathogen being toxic. Jonathan Otto and Brian Artis has talked about certain treatments with, like, nicotine gum, which blocks the receptors. I want to remind you of what Chris Skye said, Hero Patriot up in Canada, that this is like a military operation witness protection plan. When families lose people and they get disabled or dead, a lot of these families are paid off and threatened not to speak out. And this was an interview on the Stu Peters Network. Again, I'm going through bullet points here, okay? All injectables contain pathogens today, says Todd Callender. He was on the Dr. Jane Ruby show. Quote, J&J Bioweapon Exposed is the name of that interview. And he said it even includes dental anesthetics. He used the term Novocaine, but, you know, that's not really being used much today. So he basically mentioned even dental anesthetics. Dr. Betsy Eed says no more shots ever again. And that's especially pertaining to vaccines. Now, going, you know, more broad, did she mean insulin? Probably not. Hopefully it won't be, they won't infect it with this technology. We don't know, but we need to get more answers to these questions down the road. Okay, I want to share some articles with you to show you how difficult it is to believe Washington, D.C., the mainstream media, politicians, judges, and lawyers. Johnny Ratcliffe, the Pentagon is lying. I saw the tweet, I saw the video. Basically, John Ratcliffe is saying that under Trump's watch, we didn't have surveillance/weapons balloons coming through. So the mainstream, that's all they do is lie. Everything. Think about all the false flags that got us into wars. And if we have time, I want to prove to you how they're trying to create race wars. It's not just World War III, not just Civil War, not just everything. Everything's in chaos. for the purpose of covering up crimes. I don't know if I'll get to it today, but I'm going to rip through this. Think about the lies. Think about the propaganda. Think about how you cannot believe a word they say. Representative Cori Bush blames white supremacy for the killing of Tyre Nichols and calls for civilian traffic enforcement. What this means, folks, is just what Germany did. You know, with the SS, the Gestapo, just like the Red Guard in China. All these, when they bring in totalitarianism, when you bring in Nazi fascism, when you bring in total tyranny, this is what they want. They want to get rid of the good police and bring in their own police, and that includes killer robots. Cori Bush, we've talked about her before. She's a hypocrite. She's calling for the elimination of police, and she spends $200,000 a year on her own personal security. Personal security who carries guns to protect her butt. The hypocrisy and double standards are beyond the pale. Former FBI agent says the feds framed January 6ers to line their own pockets. How many videos and articles have we seen about Ray Epps and all the feds who have literally created this false flag? The January 6 prisoners should be out now. Joe Manchin, quote, The problem is the free press and the social platforms. There should be only one side reflecting the government's narrative. You think Joe Manchin's this great guy? Well, not when you say something like that. That pretty much shows that you're a traitor. Texas Governor Abbott quietly renews COVID disaster declaration. Do you think he's one of the good guys? He's doing some good things, but think about what I just told you. Again, these are published articles in the public domain. Everything is not made up. I do my best to vet for authenticity the best I can. I think the police officer did his job. Who said that quote? That was Kevin McCarthy, who defended a cold-blooded killer, Mike Byrd, and throws Ashley Babbitt's cold body under the bus again. Breaking, Hunter Biden asked Joe Biden assistant AG, Delaware AG, and IRS to go after individuals close to President Trump who shared information on his laptop. You can't make this stuff up. This illegal, this treason, this racketeering, there's crimes across the board every minute of every day in our government and big corporations. National Archives wasn't allowed to reveal Biden classified documents. Everybody's in on it. Everything that's close to a government institution, no one is doing their job. Speaking of, New Mexico senators, with blessing of the corrupt Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, pushes legislation that fully corrupts New Mexico agendas, criminalizes investigations. No one's doing their job, folks. No one's representing the people. All the people who have been selected to throw you under the bus. Not skill sets, not talents, not integrity, not hard work, effort, poor results, not qualifications, not standards and expectations, not merit, but the willingness to throw you under the bus for their own personal gain. And Joe Biden said, have you heard one of his latest quotes? This isn't even his latest. This should be on the comedy routine. Quote, more than half the women in my administration are women. It's on video. It's on the GatewayPundit.com. You can't make this stuff up. And House Democrats get triggered by Matt Gaetz proposing members of the Judiciary Committee recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that debate went on for over an hour. Your taxpayer dollars. Now, Vince, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to hear about just overall corruption, or do you want me to prove to you that the Democrats and the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the Council of Foreign Relations, are trying to push a race war?
Well, they're both terrible, so your call.
Okay, I'm going to prove to you that they are pushing a race war with everything they got. I'm looking at the time. I have very little, so I'm just going to rattle it. Now, elementary school starts student club that excludes white kids. Florida, neo-Nazi leader, Maryland woman arrested after telling the FBI informant of racially motivated plot to attack Baltimore. See where this is going? There's going to be false flags like you've never seen, America. Biden administration distributing black resistance flyers to Border Patrol agents for Black History Month. BLM co-founder blasts Biden politicians abandon movement. Look, Candace Owens and many people show this was a false hoax in order to make the people involved, the founders, wealthy. And they bought mansions and cars and trips and all this stuff. It was all BS. Next, 11 cities, all governed by Democrat mayors, listed among the 50 most dangerous people in the world. And I even read an article that these cities are more dangerous than Afghanistan for young men. Can't make this stuff up. Memphis lowered the education and fitness requirements before hiring police officers now charged in the Tyree Nichols death. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications and eliminate merit, nobody benefits. It's designed to create chaos and to destroy a country. I found this one article. I don't know if it's true. I've only read it one place, and maybe it was censored. Was Tyree Nichols dating the ex-wife of a fired officer? This is just an article published in the public domain. I don't know, but that could be a motive as well. Whoopi Goldberg says, quote, "Do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? They are instigating a race war," and I got a lot more coming after the break. "Burning a police car isn't violence," says Stacey Abrams' advisor. Yes, that pause was for effect. London police recruiting illiterate officers who can barely write English to meet diversity quotas. Lowering the bars of standards.
Well, Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
End of charity is to help those who are willing to help themselves. P.T. Barnum. That's kind of the theme of USA Prepares. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this mess we're in. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, I hate doing this, but I don't know, with my finite amount of time, with my limited amount of time, I don't know how to get as many bullet points across to the people, to our listeners, versus doing anything else. Any story, any analogy, which we do. Okay, I'm going to go back to how they're starting race wars in this country. It's a scene from a Disney and kids cartoon called The Proud Family, and it's basically blatant anti-white propaganda, and it's a bunch of cartoon characters who are singing and basically singing for reparations and things like this. And I'm just going to mention just a couple of comments from this. This crap, and of course, because we're on AM and FM, I'm changing a few words here, is why black folks never get anywhere. How are Asians doing? How did they fare after 100 years of work, hard work, family values, and prioritizing education instead of whining nonstop about railroads? And that's basically what these the comment section was about this, so I just wanted to mention that. I got a few more articles here, Vince. Charges dropped against D.C. climate activists for assaulting police officers three times. So I guess you have to be a Trump supporter to go to jail these days, as long as you're supporting the agenda and selling the narrative. No facts, just selling the narrative. In Canada, taxpayer-funded theater is sparking fury because they're basically allowing black performance and banning whites. In Canada. I'm telling you, they're trying to push a race war. Democrat minority leader Haycom Jeffries says resolution condemning socialist tyrants quote, undermines the House Democrat agenda. You can't make this stuff up. There's nothing really you need to know after that comment. Princeton student says school's new ban on cheating unfairly targets non-whites. You can't even make this up. If I was a Twilight Zone writer, I couldn't come up with this stuff. A surprising number of Antifa, I've mentioned this before, are white children of privilege because it's an aristocracy-serfdom relationship. They don't want prosperity. They don't want a middle class. They don't even want the bottom 93% to exist. Okay, is to eliminate prosperity and all opportunities and options. Corporate media heads say objectivity in news is racist. Is there anything more dumb? Well, yeah, I've mentioned quite a few of those articles here today. That's how dumb they think you are. Vince, I know you can make a lot of comments, but in the last few couple minutes or seconds we have, I mean, how the heck, just with the category I mentioned about how do we believe a word these people say? Any comments?
Well, there is a congenital, most likely, pathological, most likely. Oh, by the way, class, don't believe a word we say. Liar in U.S. Congress from New York. And Yahoo News says that this guy, 2 years into his mysterious marriage to a woman, and 5 years before they divorced, George Santos invited friends to celebrate his engagement to a man. So here's a guy that's married, and while he's married, he decides to have an engagement party to announce his engagement to a guy. This guy is a serial liar. He ran as an openly gay Republican. He was already married to a Brazilian woman, according to public records. This is what we have in Congress. So when Rich has been talking about the destruction, the demolition of the United States of America, this is part of it. And this guy is in Congress right now. And it's alleged that he groped an aide. Or someone to be an aide. Already. He just got there. Now, we don't know if even that's true. We don't know if anything is true. It is extremely frustrating. We can't believe anything. We can't believe the media. We can't believe the president. We can't believe the press secretary. We can't believe lawyers, doctors, or anybody else. Even the Pope is saying that homosexuality is not a sin. Even the Pope. Well, I guess that makes sense because what I've learned is that between 20 and 50% of those in the Vatican are homosexuals. In order to rise within the Vatican and ultimately someday preside over the Catholic Church and become Pope, you have to have a sponsor, a protector, and you have to perform acts of sexual deviance. How about that? That's the Catholic Church. Y'all still go to the Catholic Church? I don't. I don't go to any church. My God is everywhere, right here in the studio with me and right with me on the tractor. And yours can be too. Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.